Hello there, welcome to the final episode of our exclusive Audio Boo podcasts, looking at the sort of parliamentary response to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. And episode 1 and 2 was looking at the governmental response, and then we've just done episode 1 of Labour's response with Ed Miliband. We're just going to finish this episode off now. As always, this is something I say a thousand times. I do apologise for having to do this, but my boss is very strict about this. We love to hear your thoughts and views and comments on the issues. Not necessarily your comments on the quality of the podcast, more your opinions of the issues that we talk about. I am aware that some of you think that that you're wondering how we're recording these podcasts. Well, we're still waiting for our kit to be flown in from Spain. So we're going to collect our proper microphone when we go to London on the weekend. So in the meantime, we're using this microphone I think we picked up in a little shop somewhere. But yes, putting that aside, the actual sort of technical quality of this program, we love to hear your thoughts and views on the actual issues. Isn't that right, Pilar? Yes. Oh, yes. She's nodding her head there. Definitely. Now, she is referred to in these circles as she who must be obeyed. And, oh, yes, indeed she must be. She's the boss, aren't you, Pilar? Yes, she is. So she wants me to remind you that you can write to us, stevesradioshow@hotmail.com. I do apologise for that. Slightly getting off topic. Well, I'm going to finish this off now. Okay, we're talking about Ed Miliband's response to this. Got a little bit more, and then we're finished, because then Chris Huhne came back, and the debate continued. We can't cover the whole debate, but we're just doing this little sort of beginning bit. Okay, so we go back, looking ahead to his Right Honourable friend, the Chancellor of the Exchequer's budget next week. If we are to make the low-carbon transition ourselves, says Ed Miliband, and send out a clear signal, it's important that the investment promised by the previous government to Sheffield, Forgemasters and Ford, and for offshore wind go ahead as soon as possible. The Gulf of Oil spill is an environmental wake-up call for the world. Just as the banking crisis changed the rules of the game for financial services, so this disaster must change the rules of the game across the world for energy policy. That requires strong leadership, including being tough with our allies, in defending British interests, in pushing the US for a bill on climate change, and in charting a course towards the low carbon transition. If the government provide that strong leadership for BP employees, pension funders, fund holders, and our environment, we will of course support them. So that's the sort of opening remarks from the government and from Labour. And then the debate continued, and you can get all of that, the full transcript of the debate, by going to the official Parliament website. You can go to publications.parliament.uk, and you should be able to find your way around there. But the main site is parliament.uk, and that's the home of the UK Parliament. So there we go. This exclusive boo we've recorded exclusively for our Audio Boo page. We are big supporters of Audio Boo and the people behind the project, and we do hope all is going well, and we promise over the summer to do as many Audio Boos as we possibly can to contribute to this. Hopefully we will be contributing to the success of Audio Boo.